This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden. 37-year-old assistant football coach Aaron Feiss was killed at Stoneman Douglas High School as he ran at the shooter and pushed students out of the way. Hundreds of people gathered at church by the Glades in Coral Springs to give tributes to Feiss as he was laid to rest Thursday.
Oh, say, does that star...
Ever the coach, Aaron Feiss's memorial opened with the national anthem. He was a bear of a man, with a heart as big as his frame. Flanked by 17 flickering candles, family, friends, and players shared stories about Feiss. The hard-working family man who sometimes drove the team bus and did landscaping to make ends meet. He was never too busy to make time for anybody. The jovial coach with the wise smirk. He'd give players a ride home when they needed one in his beat-up 30-year-old pickup with broken windshield wipers. Eight Stoneman Douglas football players in their black and maroon home jerseys carried Feiss's casket. Players in Douglas Eagles jerseys filled several rows at the church, and some players from neighboring schools came wearing theirs. Broward Sheriff Scott Israel was Feiss's friend. Israel said Feiss was loved by students and players because they knew he had their back, which is exactly how he died. Israel also said nobody ever called him Aaron. Like LeBron or Jordan, it was always Feiss. I'm Peter Hayden in Coral Springs.